This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Number two of Barton Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance, and we just found something.
I got your Christmas gift, son.
Hey. A lightsaber?
Basically, it's elite tech. Man, you can set people on fire with it, and you can sign
you
can up
to set people on fire with it?
It's 2 miles. It's up to 2 miles of visibility. It goes 2 miles, son.
That's dangerous.
And you can start a fire with it. It's like a survival kit, too.
You could start a fire with it.
You can set somebody's coat on fire if they're talking stuff to you.
It's a light, though, right?
Yeah, it's a
flashlight. It's just a high-powered beam of light.
Yep.
Like, you could really, like, disorient somebody just walking up to them, you know?
They say it's like a mini lightsaber.
Like, this could be like Men in Black like kind baby, of thing, where I just bring it up. Yo, what's up? Hey, look into the light real quick.
It's your baby Yoda.
And then you forget what just happened because you're blinded.
Yeah, man.
And somehow, some way, I just walked away with that nice watch you got on right now.
Merry Christmas. Just setting people on fire. Woof.
Yeah, like, that's one of those things that you're like, that's dangerous. I want one.
Yeah, I want one.
You know? Just so you can just try it out.
I want
hanging out with your friend and you just turn it on real quick and just hold it to his leg and see how long it takes to burn.
I want that or a flamethrower.
Well, to me, we were just thinking, if it can burn, like if it can, they showed in the commercial it could cook
a fire.
A pie, yeah. Though,
yeah.
You said,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they
like you
can
heat the top of the pie. We were just talking about snow. Maybe I just need a little bit of this, melt the snow.
About 4 of them. It just melts the snow.
This sounds like something out of Real Genius. You remember that movie?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Val Kilmer?
Yeah.
I love that when he made the lasers.
Yeah.
Oh, man, and it burnt through, and the guy that used to always fall asleep. That is a very underrated movie.
Underrated movie.
What movie? What's the name of it?
Would
movie?
You want to wear this thing on your belt, though? I almost feel like it needs, like, a belt clip, just so I could have it real quick, like,
yeah.
Like pull it out. Almost do, like, where you have the hood on, you just drop it low,
yeah.
And you hold it down, like, don't make me raise this saber.
Like, just think, if you get close and, like, one team, you go to protect your team, you just burn the ass of the quarterback. Ah! He out for the game.
You could do that, too, because it's, like, a 2-mile range.
Right.
You're just sitting in, like, the upper bowl. You just
burn his butt, like having, like, a magnifying glass when you do with the sun and you try and burn the ass.
Just give it to you. Good. Use your hate. Strike me down. That'd be amazing.
The hate is great.
Would you use – you were complaining about shoveling snow. Would you use a flamethrower?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Like, just get, like, one of those, like, you just have a torch,
hell
and you just
yeah.
walk around propane tank and just.
I want a flamethrower. Let's see if we can Google that.
You can get those.
Anybody got
you
a flamethrower?
You can get those. But how many people melt snow?
I'm always afraid that the line going to be bad and it's going to go back and it's going to blow up like a propane tank and I'm going to die.
Like, you definitely don't want that.
Yeah, I want it to come back.
You don't want that.
The tank blow up?
No. No, you don't want that. But if you use it outside and properly and you just did it along your driveway. Now, you might burn the edges of your grass if your grass goes up to your driveway.
No
you
matter.
Might leave burn marks on if you have cobblestone or something like that. You could burn that.
That grass coming back anyway.
But I mean,
it's dead grass anyway.
If you could just get rid of like that lower, that under layer of ice that's so hard to get to,
then
flamethrower,
I can rock
way
snow.
To go.
But then you melt it with water and then it turns to ice and you can walk down and you can slip.
Well, no, then you'd put ice melt down.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, yeah.
Cool. You see what I mean? I just solved the problem. Yeah. Flamethrower for Christmas. Yes, I will take one.
You want the lightsaber or the flamethrower?
It's a tough one.
With lightsaber, you can take
let Twitter
indoors.
Decide. Do I want a flamethrower or this lightsaber for Christmas? At Barton Hahn, let me know. What would you want? We all know the game isn't over till it's over. Next time you need parts for your car, don't call it quits. Go to eBay Motors. They have 122 million parts. Take your car into overtime. Get the right parts at the right prices. ebaymotors.com, Bart Scott. That's right. So we were playing this game yesterday, the trust factor game, right? Different teams and who do we trust and who we don't trust. And we got through the NFC East trust factor. We weren't very high on the Giants based on the schedule. They do control their own destiny, but with all the injuries and everything else, it was hard for you to say it. We don't really know if we trust the Giants in that division to finish out and be a playoff team.
Yeah.
One division we haven't gotten to yet that we should. We also talked to AFC North. We trust more in the Rams and the Bengals to win that division. Just because of strength of schedule. The Bengals have a tough schedule the next couple of weeks. The Ravens do not. But the Ravens have a hard time closing out games.
Yeah.
Something to watch. We will get to the NFC West because there's some trust factor going on right now with Seattle and the 49ers that's worth talking about. But before we do that, let's go to the NFC North. Because while I think we trust the Vikings will win that division, I don't know if I trust what the Packers are going to do for the rest of this season when it feels like, even though they're not officially eliminated, it just feels like for them, this season is sort of, as you would put it, barbecue chicken.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers was on the Pat McAfee show, Bart. And with him and the thumb injury and the rib injury and Jordan Love getting a little bit of time, and I would say, is it right to say that Jordan Love made me want to see more in that fourth quarter, right?
More than fair.
So here's Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee's show talking about his plans for this coming week's game.
Well, we're not eliminated. I got good news with the scans yesterday, so I plan on playing this week. 8-4, 4-8, 12-0, 0-12. I'd be wanting to suit up this week because that's what you do. When you're a player, you go out there, and if you can play, you play. You don't need some doctor to give you an excuse. Oh, man, I don't know, maybe one more week. You can go out there and compete, and you have competitive greatness in your body, in your heart, in your mind. You go out and play.
Everything he said there makes sense, right?
It sounds
great.
As
an athlete?
Sounds great.
But?
This is the most vain thing. See, he's afraid. He's very afraid.
Really?
Because he has tremendous leverage over this organization because of the contract
that
they signed. And the leverage is we have an unknown in Jordan Love. But if Jordan Love suddenly becomes a known, and because he goes out there and he looks like he looked at the end of that game against the Philadelphia Eagles, then it's going to be like, well, he's doing more with less than Aaron Rodgers.
Mm.
And we can shave off $50 million off our salary cap or the remaining the $91 million salary cap.
Not easy to move him this year, but it is, you know.
But they can take some of the money on. They
okay.
can take some of that financial responsibility. I believe that Seattle took some of the financial responsibility for Russell before he went over there. So they can do that. And just imagine the players that they got. They got Noah Fant, you know, first-round draft pick tight end from Denver. And they also got a good nose guard or defensive tackle as well. So they got two players, two first-round draft picks, and two second-round draft picks. So they can that can be the foundation for building something very good. I mean, the rest of their team are relatively young. They've paid everybody that they have to pay on the offensive side of the ball.
But what you're saying – I mean, what Aaron Rodgers said, I think, like you said, it's all the right things.
It sounds perfect.
It does.
For somebody that you know that's going to be your quarterback for sure the next year.
But I don't know if what he's doing here is saying they're going to have to drag me off the field. Like, I'm not going to be the one.
They're going to have to sit me down.
Yes, they're going to have to sit me. They're going to have to bench me. Yeah. I'm not going to step aside. That's what I think he's saying. But, you talk about the fear factor.
Yeah,
like,
you know
I don't want to give them the window to see Jordan Love and make a decision like, hey, you know what? We're going to move on without you.
You know that whole –
because I then lose control.
You know that whole adage, you lose them how you got them?
Yeah.
How did Aaron Rodgers get the job?
I know. I get it. When
he fell. He fell, and they drafted him. And Brett Favre was like, what the hell y'all doing? I'm Brett Favre. I just had an MVP.
And Brett Favre treated him like crap.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened?
Brett Favre got hurt.
And eventually
– and he played.
And what happened?
And they realized we have our guy, and then they traded Brett Favre to the Jets.
Yep.
And the Jets almost had a great season that year.
Yep, 92.
But here's something else, though, to listen to, and that's Rodgers again from Pat McAfee talking about Jordan Love. And I want to know how you feel about what he says here. I do think it's well-meaning, but just listen to it anyway.
It was really nice to watch. I feel like an older brother watching him, do well. I care about the kid a lot and fun to see his growth. Fun to just see him just kind of relax up there. You know, I think that's, as any young player, same thing with Christian. You know, once you can make a few plays, it kind of takes the anxiety out of the body and the tension out of the body. And to see him, make accurate throws and do what he's been doing has been fun to watch.
So how do you feel about that, the little brother thing?
Yeah, I get that.
The appreciation.
Let the little brother get his career started.
Right.
And yours can still continue to start, but, like, let's let him get on. He ain't been able to get on yet.
That's kind of what I mean. It's like if you're looking at this the way it sounded like, affectionately, then – and you have to be secure in who you are. Your contract's guaranteed. You're not going anywhere.
Back-to-back MVP.
What would be so – now, sorry. So then where I'm leading to is this, Bart. Is it going to have to be, Matt LaFleur, Brian Gutekunst, who say, we need to know what Jordan Love is.
Yeah.
We got a fifth-year option that we don't know what we're doing with.
Yep.
We need to know what he is. I need to see more. And, Aaron, I know you want to play. We're not mathematically eliminated yet.
But we
need a month. We're going to get a month to see this kid. It's the Bears this Sunday. It's obviously a game that you can win and perform. Sit down. Like, we're not asking you. We're telling you.
Yeah,
will Aaron Rodgers accept that if he's told that?
Is who? Who are they playing this week?
Chicago. Oh, the team he owns.
Yeah. But also, how good would he look against that team?
You want him to light them up? Because he said Mike White did it. I can do it.
Right. I'm talking about what Jordan Love.
Jordan Love lights him up.
So then what happens if Jordan Love looks amazing against the Bears? What's the first thing you're going to say?
We got our quarterback in the future.
He good. He ready to go. And you get to see it for four quarters.
Why would he care? Like, why would Aaron Rodgers
Okay, we've been sitting here talking about Mike White. We've been sitting here saying if Mike White balls out, we probably won't never see Zach Wilson again.
Yeah.
So if Jordan Love balls out the last same time that Mike White had one game less than Mike White,
right?
He balls out. You sitting him back on the bench? You still have to figure out you're going to pick up his fifth year option. You're sitting him on the bench. Aaron Rodgers technically is under contract for 3 years.
I don't need to play Aaron Rodgers. I know what he is.
So what I'm saying is.
You mean if he finishes the season balling out? Is that what you're telling me?
Right.
I mean, they're 4-8.
But the NFC isn't
great this year, but I just find it hard to believe that they could climb back into a playoff.
I'm talking about Jordan Love.
Yeah.
Jordan Love balls out the rest of the year. Going to the offseason, what's going to be the narrative? They should move on from Aaron Rodgers because they have the quarterback of the future and he's cheap for two more years. And what else can they go get? And what assets can they get back for Aaron Rodgers?
It's
going
to be really hard to move Aaron Rodgers, don't you think?
No.
It's a big contract.
Hell no. The Saints would take him in a heartbeat. Andy Dalton and Jameis Winston with that roster. They would take him in a heartbeat.
I don't want to belabor this too much. Let's cap it with this. Their remaining schedule is Bears, Rams, another injury-riddled team. The Dolphins in Miami on Christmas. Mm-hmm. Home against the Vikings, and then the Lions. Are there three games? They could go 3-2, couldn't they?
They can go 4-1.
They can go 3-2, 4-1? So
that still means nothing.
That would at best get them at 7 or 8 wins, which should not be enough to make the playoffs. They are right now behind.
We know it's not. It's 4 teams from the NFC East that's in the playoffs.
I mean, 7. NFC East is going to probably put more teams in. They already have. Giants and Washington already have 7 wins. It's going to be hard to see them get in.
But what I'm saying is they're not getting in. And if they lose this week, except Aaron Rodgers come back and they'll win this week.
Yep.
And then they'll lose then they might lose the next week.
Right.
So then now you just delayed. Now you only give Jordan Love three weeks.
Yeah.
Like give him all 5 games. Let him play well, let him struggle, let teams adjust to him.
Right.
And then have that decision, do we want to move on from Aaron Rodgers in the offseason because now we can have a cheap quarterback.
Yeah, all right. The situation in Green Bay then remains where Aaron Rodgers is in control. And right now he says, I want to play. And Jordan Love, once again, has to continue to wait. Coming up, let's ask Bar Stradamus what he sees coming as December football is upon us. But first, let's remind you, it's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com.
Movie coming soon, baby.
Yeah.
And it's going to be on the soundtrack.
It has to be. They almost should play this in the locker room, shouldn't they?
Now I'm hot. All on me.
Didn't want me. Now I'm hot. All on me. That's the Mike White story. I don't know if Mike White is going to factor in, but we do need to know the future of some things that are going to happen as now tomorrow is December, and that means December football. And the first game of week 13, the first game of December, is Bills Patriots. A hell of a way to start it off. Let's find out what to expect in December as we bring in Bart Stradamus.
Oh, yes.
Happy holidays, Bart Stradamus.
I'm back like I never, ever left.
You're always hovering, I think.
Top of the morning to you, Mr. Hahn.
You're a bit of a lingerer.
Hello, Stosh.
Wow, you're acknowledging Stosh. Stosh, say hello to Bart Stradamus.
I see him all the time.
He has no interest in saying hi to you.
I see you when you're sleeping. I see you when you're awake.
A little creepy.
That is very creepy.
Oh, Stosh, we need to have an off-air conversation.
Meanwhile, Bart Stradamus, let's talk December football. That is the theme of these questions. Are you ready?
Born ready or died ready.
Well, yes. So the first question for you is, which team in the NFL will go ice cold in December?
Oh, yes.
What was that?
Oh, I see a team that's been floating around at 80 degrees Celsius. Oh, but they're in for a cold front. That's the Dolphins of Miami. Take a long, long flight to the Niners of San Francisco. Oh, but it doesn't stop there, as they have to stay or fly back, only to come back to see the super-duper Chargers. But finally, they have to go to Orchard Park. And by that time, the closer shall be back. Oh, we're going to find out if Tua has pretty balls.
Excuse me?
In cold weather, crosswinds, away from the confines of all the things you love in South Beach.
Tua actually has probably one of the prettiest balls I've ever caught in my life, so.
And what happens to balls when they get cold? Oh, yes.
Shrinkage?
Phrasing.
Deflation. And that's exactly where the Miami Dolphins are headed for. A deflating ending.
Okay.
To a once inflated beginning.
Hey, phrasing!
So it is said, Alan.
So it shall be.
Oh, so it shall be.
So, fish on ice in December. So then how about this one, Barstradamus, as we continue? Which team will have a December to remember?
Oh, this is easy, Alan.
Are you tired, Barstradamus?
This is really easy. No, just bored with the question. It's plain and see. It's in plain sight. Those Ravens of Baltimore shall start trending.
What a shock.
As they have the easiest remaining schedule in all of football.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson has been humbled.
Yeah.
And though he has stumbled, the team shall start to gather their balance as J.K. Dobbins is scheduled to return. And oh, is Ronnie Stanley a top five tackle in this league when healthy? So it is said, Alan.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
So the Ravens will have a December.
Nevermore.
To remember.
Nevermore.
Another question for you, Barstradamus.
Nevermore.
Are you done? Okay. waiting for you to say it one more time. How about this? Give me an important game in December that'll be most affected by weather. You always talk about December weather and it gets cold and it can change a game. So give me a game that'll be an important one that'll be impacted by weather.
Oh, this is simple. The same team for the same reasons. The cheetah. Have you ever seen a cheetah in snow?
Who? The Jets?
Me either. But I guarantee you, Alan, it isn't pretty.
No.
And oh, yes, Tua and his strong or lack thereof arm has to visit the Patriots of New England. Guess when, Alan?
When?
You asked for snow?
I did.
Oh, you shall get snow.
When?
January 1st. Happy, happy New Year. As the fish have to migrate up north and swim with the whales off the coast of New England. Oh, yes.
Whales?
They shall freeze their snorts off. So it is said.
So it shall be.
Oh, so it shall be.
Last but not least, Barstradamus, you sort of referenced it, but I'll get back to it now. Will a less than 100% Von Miller have an impact on the Bills? Talk about closer. As they close out the season.
Oh, Alan, this concerns me.
Mm.
As OBJ is going to visit as well. Oh, they need all the help they can get without a healthy Von Miller. He's going to come back, he said, for the Jets game.
I did get hurt. You know, the news is not the best of news, but it's definitely not the worst of news. It's kind of like in the middle. But, you know, I do have some lateral meniscus damage, and it's going to have to be addressed. But I do feel like I can, you know, play through that. So I'm just going to wait a little bit, let the swelling go down for about, you know, 7 to 10 days. And, you know, hopefully right before the Jets game, I will be back.
Yes.
Oh, the Jets.
Shoot it up. Oh.
But what I want you to do, Von,
is take a nice big red Sharpie.
An X marks the spot as we chop you down.
Oh, wow. That's sinister.
Hit by hit, blow by blow. So it is said, so it shall be.
Wow.
Bills
That's
Mafia.
Us.
Stay out of my DMs. Oh, yes.
Wow. Barshadamus with an ominous forecast for the month of December. Great stuff, as always. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 for your calls. And also, Sunday we will find out who will be in the college football playoff. And for the first time in a while, it's not all the same teams, which has been a frustration, and one very notable absence. We'll discuss that and your calls as well. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Just don't care. If you like Bart and Hahn, say oh yeah, yer.
Oh yeah, yer.
Presented by Progressive Insurance. And we're coming to you live from Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose. And
that goose gets you loose.
I tell you what, man, just Twitter never fails, right? So we get our listeners, and we love you guys for always participating in the show. So we get some tweets about the whole, you know, flamethrower
by a flame
versus the lightsaber that we found. And like Shireen said, a lightsaber, hands down. A blowtorch can get you, you know, you can get those even for cooking, but being a Jedi Knight is 1,000% a better call.
I thought you would go there already. You got Baby Yoda, a big old Yoda in the back.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. Then JetBlue Smooth said, this is what you need right here, Han. And it's a picture of the Exothermic Technologies Underbarrel UBF Flamethrower. It actually looks pretty cool. It's only $652.99, Bart. So if you want to get that from me for Christmas, I'll send it to you.
You want a lightsaber?
No. This looks better. Exothermic Technologies Underbarrel UBF Flamethrower.
Let's get a rocket launcher, too.
We can do that. Whatever it takes. I'm all for it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll get to your calls momentarily or back to them. But we're looking at the CFP rankings, right? And there's no Alabama in the top four. One more weekend. It just doesn't seem like there's any way we're going to see Alabama in.
There's no way in.
Ohio State is like on the bubble. So it's Georgia, Michigan, TCU,
they want
USC.
They want TSU to lose to Kansas TCU. So bad. They just want them. They're like, come on, man.
No, you think they don't want TCU in this?
Man, hell
like, it's
no.
like Cincinnati. It's sort of like get that team.
If
they're way bigger than Cincinnati.
If LaDainian Tomlinson was playing in, they'd be different. But LT ain't at TCU no more. Come on, man.
They put up numbers. It's a light show.
But they don't play nobody. And Big 12 ain't no defense.
That's true.
Ain't no defense optional.
It's amazing in that league. You just like
Texas Tech, Baylor, man. Just like
yeah.
The only place where you got to worry about potentially the third roll of your scoreboard having to be lit up.
Now, and USC jumps into the fray here, which is also kind of interesting,
that's
right?
That's interesting, yeah.
Like, and now Caleb Williams, by the way, is now the favorite for the Heisman,
that's
according
funny
to Caesars.
Too. That's funny, too. Like, man, C.J. Stroud.
Stroud
lost
fell,
last
yeah, yeah. So Caleb Williams at minus 2,800. Max Duggan is at plus 2,000. Then Stroud goes to 2,500. And then Stetson Bennett at 7,500.
How are we looking at this quarterback class that we thought was going to be one of the best coming out? Because we got Bryce Young. Yeah. He's not in it. C.J. Stroud's not in it. You're the best quarterback. None of y'all in the playoffs.
Usually that's what you're looking for. Heather Dinich, of course, ESPN college football reporter, talking about that margin of error, like Bart mentioned, TCU, and also for the Trojans.
There is no margin for error for USC. They lose, they're done. TCU, I think, has a little bit more leeway because – at some point, guys, we're talking about getting in by default. You've got Georgia in. You've got Michigan in. If USC loses and TCU loses, I mean, who else is there? Then you're going to, well, TCU only has one loss. Ohio State has one loss. And then Alabama sort of creeps back into the conversation.
Alabama. So Friday night, you get the Pac-12 championship, and it's Utah-USC. And we got it on ESPN Radio. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. Eastern. Saturday afternoon, you've got the Big 12 championship. That's Kansas State and the TCU game. So these are two critical games. We also have that on ESPN Radio as well. And the coverage starts at 11 a.m. on Saturday.
Utah is a grown-ass team. I mean, all them Utah teams, they do going on missions. They be about 25 years old. You're going to get some grown-ass men out there.
I love that you put it that way.
That's when you keep it real.
But those are two, I mean, those are two critical games.
Utah, on ESPN Radio. A lot of people before the season had Utah in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
They lost the first game.
But
I think.
But it's, you know, for this year, look, Georgia is Georgia. I mean, the defending champs, and there they are at number one already. Michigan and Harbaugh, like this, like
they
he finally has them back, you know, as a team to reckon with nationally. And now a second year, they're also in the playoff hunt. Ohio State's now begging for an upset, right? That's what they're looking for. Ohio State's chances just pretty much rest on USC maybe losing or potentially TCU losing. The bigger, which is the game that you would be less shocked.
But this would be the first time we don't have a bunch of SEC player teams in there.
It's not going to be like an SEC showcase, right? Yeah. So that's not what it's going to be. So we shall see. And don't forget also the college football playoff selection show, noon Eastern on ESPN on Sunday. And you'll know who is in the championship. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Let's get back to talking to the peoples. Let's do that by going to Jersey to talk to Adam about your Ravens. Adam.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
So, I'm a little confused, especially when Bart is saying how Ravens have the easiest schedule. We have four divisional teams that we got to play for the rest of the schedule, and I don't care how trash the Steelers are the Steelers, you know? It's a rival game. Browns have Watson back. Last time we seen him, he's a top-off quarterback. Yeah. And we got the Bengals. And you can say all you want about the Falcons, but they held their own against good teams. So I wouldn't necessarily say we have the easiest schedule.
I'm saying statistically, you have the easiest schedule. I'm not making this up. This is, like, statistically, the Ravens have the easiest schedule.
According to the strength of schedule.
And all of football.
Yeah, metrics. Right.
So, I mean, all you can say is, hey, the Ravens got the easiest schedule. And would you be surprised if they beat all of them? I don't think you should be worried about Pittsburgh. I think they can beat Pittsburgh. It's always a dogfight, but they should be able to beat Pittsburgh. They should be able to beat the Falcons. No game that you play in the NFL is a cakewalk. We learned that last week. But if you say, a team like we just watched the Dolphins go off on a four-game winning streak, and then you look at who the hell they played, it pretty much looked like who the Ravens about to play the next 5 weeks.
Now, thank you for the call, Adam. Now, my pushback will be this. The Ravens this year have been kind of a frustrating team. And I know they are because you get frustrated with them as well. You look at games and think that's a game they should win. That's a game they should win. This is a game they should win.
And it was winning all of them.
And what
in the
happens?
Fourth quarter.
Right. Their fourth quarter.
It's not
and
like
so,
they collapsed.
So either they get over it here in December, or it continues to be a problem that could cost them the division, right? Don't you think that's kind of a fair way to look at this?
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. But, I mean, you know, you also say, man, they messed up in these games, but they only lost four games this year.
I know.
You say all that. We like, man, it's crazy, man. Yeah, the Ravens, man, they don't look what it is. They only like, it ain't like they lost five.
Yeah.
Like, man, they just horrible. They only lost four games.
Yeah, yeah, but each one of them were games and, that you could say they should have won.
Yes, and a lot of those games, they didn't even have all their best players.
Right.
Ronnie Stanley's going to come back. Mm-hmm. Gus Edwards is back. Mm-hmm. Fumble had a costly fumble. J.K. Dobbins is going to come back. So they're going to be getting healthy in December, and those players are going to be able to affect winning or losing when it comes to January and
all
February.
Right. So trust factor with the Ravens in that division. Trust factor with your team. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We get back to talking to you next. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. Hey, it's V-Week at ESPN, and we partner with...
I got to fix this short.
What happened?
No, it's,
you break it?
No, it's a short, because you know when you wrap it up all the time, it develops shorts.
Yes, these do get worn out, these IFBs that we wear in our ear. By the way, again, it's V-Week at ESPN. We partner with the V Foundation to highlight the urgent need for cancer research. We talked a lot about it yesterday, Giving Tuesday. It's a game-changing research that helps save lives, and you can join the fight against cancer by visiting v.org/donate, v.org/donate. And as you know, 100% of your donation goes directly to cancer research. So if you can be part of this, we'd greatly appreciate it. It's one of the best things we do here, if not the best thing we do here at ESPN. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We've got a lot of calls to get to. We want to get you part of the show, so let's get to it now. You know, we haven't talked a lot of Cowboys, Bart Scott, so let's go to Tony in Charlotte and do that. Hey, Tony.
Hey, gentlemen. First of all, I want to say I really am just getting tuned into your show. It's fantastic. That whole Bart Stradamus thing. Yo, Bart, I didn't know you had like a little career in comedy, man. That was some comedy gold you were dropping, man. Cheetah in the snow and freeze the snorts off and the frozen balls. Good stuff, man. I enjoyed that, man. I like the fact you guys don't take yourselves too seriously. But I just want to say, as a realistic Cowboys fan, I'm even cynical at times. We're good for snatching victory, snatching defeat from the jaws of victory.
Yes.
Is this the team, guys, that you know, Dak finally may be ready to turn the corner? Does he have enough weapons? And with Gallup coming back looking strong, and then, to be honest with you, you know, do we really need Odell Beckham? Mm. I just want to get you guys' thoughts on that.
Well, I'll just say real quick, Odell, I don't think would be an impact player until probably January, right, at the earliest. I don't think he can be an immediate impact player.
And here's the crazy thing, right? You know, Odell Beckham has been out and talking about the turf that he doesn't like to play on. Well, the turf that he got hurt on is the exact same turf that Dallas Cowboys have.
Jerry World?
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that plays into it. I mean, I'm sure he would probably want to play on grass, but there's not a lot of grass fields or places that really play on grass fields. But the fact that it's different types of turf, and the turf that he's on in Jerry World is the turf that he's hurt himself on, I believe, twice. So that's one.
Okay.
But to answer your original question, the Dallas Cowboys are in a place where they can beat anybody or they can lose to anybody. And the issue is that when they go against – if they continue to play and the season plays out the way that we think it is, Philadelphia is going to win the division. That means they're going to have to be road warriors. And, you know, maybe one of their first road challenges is either going to be Minnesota, which they have destroyed, but it could be the San Francisco 49ers, which is a bad matchup, the team that they lost to last year. And, you know, they have less weapons than they had last year because they had Amari Cooper.
But they have a running game this year that they didn't have last year. They had the pieces, but they aren't doing it. They didn't do it last year the way they have been doing it.
But they had
the
number one offense again last year.
No, they did.
Pollard was playing really well last year.
It just feels different.
Zeke didn't play the same way.
Yeah, exactly. Now, look what they've got coming up. They've got the Colts on Sunday night at home.
Yep.
They should win that game. Then they got the Texans at home. They should win that game.
But they still
Jaguars in Jacksonville.
Keep going.
I know you said I know Jacksonville, you know, anyone can get got. But they should win that game.
Keep going.
Well, then they play the Eagles, but they host the Eagles on Christmas Eve.
Uh-huh. And
they that's that get back game that they have to get.
Okay, keep going.
Titans in Tennessee, that ain't easy.
That's bully ball.
Yeah, that ain't easy. And that's it. No, that's I believe that's a is that a Monday night game?
That's 7 p.m.
And then
that's Thursday night.
No, that's a Thursday night game. That's right. And then
the Commanders,
they finish the season against
the Commanders. We overlooking them. Chase Young should be back. Like, it's interesting. I'm interested to see if the Commanders can figure a way into the postseason. Like, they're
well, they're right there. They're on.
They're
the
in. They're in.
They're
right
in.
Now.
Yeah, they're right there. The whole division's in.
And
so, thank you, Tony. But so trust factor with the Cowboys. What do you have them at? If 1 to 10 trust factor with the Cowboys being a playoff team.
Oh, I'm a 7.
7?
7.5.
All right, I mean, that's pretty strong.
Everybody within that division, let's see how, you know, they took care of business with the Giants, but they have two divisional games and the Titans. You know, mm-hmm. if they slip in any of those games, that could be 3 losses. That puts them on a roll against, you know, maybe the 49ers.
Okay, let's continue. We've got Chris in Virginia wants to talk some Dolphins with you. Chris?
Hey, guys. First time caller. Love the show.
What up, Creel?
A couple of things. I think that Bart's take on the Dolphins, they're going and about as good as with the Chiefs, not going to the playoffs. I don't know where we checked the record with Tua and Bill Belichick, but I think Tua's a winner on that. So you've been in New England several times and won in the cold. And we've got four guys on that offense that.
Let him finish. Go ahead.
I can't hear you.
Go ahead, Chris. Finish.
We've got four guys on that offense that are leaders and have been to the playoffs and been to the championship games, won some championship games. And I believe one of them put up 220 yards in Green Bay. To knock them out of the NFC Championship game, so I think we've got some that know what they're doing in the cold.
Well, you don't have Armstead, who knows when he's going to come back. And my issue is that they built a 4-game winning streak or 5-game winning streak, and that's impressive. But then when you take a closer look at who they beat, I mean, those are teams that are below 500, and now they have to go out and play arguably one of the most dangerous teams in football, and this would tell us a lot. Mike McDaniel's going back to the scene of the crime where he learned everything, but Shanahan knows everything he knows. He doesn't know everything Shanahan knows. And that's all I'm saying. Like, we'll see. They'll be tested. You know, San Francisco, they got Chargers, Buffalo. Those are 3 games that's going to define who and what the Miami Dolphins really are.
This is the thing. Thanks for the call, Chris. I think with the Dolphins, that's kind of what we're doing here. It's the same as the Ravens.
Yeah, we just wait to see.
I want to see. And this is a big time of year to prove it. This is a prove it kind of month.
Yeah.
There are teams that have already shown it to us. The Bills are one, the Chiefs are one, obviously, right? Like, there's teams we know, the 49ers. They've kind of showed us already that they can do that.
But I'm not going
to
be.
But the Dolphins have not, and we want to see it, and the Ravens have to show it to us as well.
I mean you gave up 32 points against the Bears. You gave up 27 points against the Lions. I'm not impressed with that. You beat the Steelers 16-10.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not throwing a parade for that.
Okay, well, let's continue this conversation with a good friend of ours, Marcus Spears, Swagoo. See what he thinks about the Cowboys and more next. Stay with us, Barton Hahn.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.